from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Downtown at a railway station!
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's Friday! Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, if you are not feeling good as a Falcon fan, leave. I do not know what to tell you. I don't know what to give you as far as medication. You should be feeling great right now. And, Mike, after this deal happened last night, got a couple of phone calls from guys that I reached out to in the National Football League. Coaches, not fans. These are coaches. And they were all saying the same thing. Man, Judon, you guys got a player. Oh, my goodness, Simmons is going to improve the defense. Right. Everything we were saying has been confirmed for me through guys that are coaching in the NFL, and these guys do not coach for the Falcons. And I was like, okay, that's cool. It makes me feel a little bit better. But right. Here's the thing where I'm at. We are now one of the most exciting teams in the National Football League. This is not hyperbole. I get it. The Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. But for all that has been said about the Atlanta Falcons and what we haven't been the last few years, Mike, all of a sudden now we've become the talk. We are one of the most exciting teams that's being discussed right now leading into the season.
I know you and I have done a bunch of shows the last couple of days, people calling in about it. So, yeah, I was on the radio with our buddy JP down in Tampa today, and he was like, man. He goes, team's really going in. I said, yeah. And I said, you know, this is something we've always been looking for. Everything, you know, we talked about yesterday, the edge rush. And this is a guy who comes in, don't have to teach him, don't have to, you know, hope he develops. He just goes, see quarterback, get quarterback. He is a dog, as Randy just pointed out in the handoff. And then you get Simmons. And now, hard press, show me a better safety duo. Now, we could argue that they're very, very similar in their game, who's going to play run support. But still, those are two ball hawking safeties, man.
Justin Simmons is the only player in the NFL with multiple interceptions every year since he entered the league in 2016. I just want you to think about that. We had a secondary last year where none of our corners got interceptions, okay? You've added another safety that has an active streak of at least 8 straight seasons. Mike, this guy's got 30 picks since he came into the league. He leads the National Football League in that category. Xavier Howard, Kevin Byard, J.C. Jackson, all these guys are behind him. But Simmons, who's 30, played his first 8 seasons in the league with the Broncos. He's a turnover machine. So now you talk about creating opportunities for this offense. You talk about creating more interceptions. I just think from that standpoint, this team got significantly better. And this is a guy who's done it. We're not coming in here saying, man, we hope he gets a couple of picks. I'm predicting right now he's going to have 4 more.
Right. I mean, just changes the complexion of your defense. And, you know, we've been saying, and I apologize because I say it practically every day on the radio. I say, you know, 2016, this is as soon as we got Kirk Cousins, 2016 was the business model. We're going to score a ton of points, and hopefully the defense will be good enough. Well, now the defense is good.
Yes.
Now the defense has playmakers. Right? I mean, you've not had edge rush here. You guys, Falcon fans, watch these games. You haven't had it here maybe 5 times on one hand the last 25 years. Now you got a dude who steps in. We already talked about the safety position. Linebacker core is physical. I mean, we got some dudes. Now, if the younger guys continue their development, if Grady comes back and doesn't miss a beat coming off the injury, yeah, now it's not just, well, we hope the deep. No. Now it's good offense, good defense, which means playoff run.
And by the way, Grady went on Good Morning Football today. He was talking about, you know, the new additions. And he said he can't wait to pass rush with Matthew Judon. And I hadn't really even thought about it, Mike, until I heard Grady talk about it this morning. And I retweeted it. I put him up. See Dukes. Mike's at Mike Bell ATL. And I was like, you know what? I hadn't even really thought about the dynamic of Grady having these kinds of players. And by the way, I'm not going to say this and take it lightly either. I think Judon, just being Judon, Mike, makes these other guys better. Ebba Cady now is going to benefit from having Judon on this team. These other young Harrison, these other young pass rushers.
And I don't know if they're on the field at the same time or they simply rotate, but, you know, we've always said, man, Lorenzo, if ever there was a guy that looks like he should be a double-digit sack guy, it's Lorenzo Carter. Don't know how they'll use him, Jimmy Lake, but maybe he, to your point, will benefit from him as well.
404-726-0929. You guys can text us as always. Chris is off today. Big O behind the glass. He's doing all the things, engineering and executive producing. We'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. And the thing is, you know, again, you may feel like we're hyping this up. You've not felt this good in about 8 years. If right. you're a Falcon fan,
legitimately,
you just haven't. You know the quarterback thing is shored up. You know the defense feels a lot better than it did just a few days ago. We've got young, exciting offensive weapons on the offensive side of the football. This is why the whole Pitts thing for me in this offseason, telling you guys, he's the key. He's got to be great if this thing's going to be as explosive as we want it to be. It can't just be Drake and Bijan. Pitts has got to play a huge role. And then you add these auxiliary pieces, Mike, the Darnell Mooneys, the Ray McLeods of the world, and there'll be other contributors. I mean, Tyler Algier, we talked to him yesterday. I think Tyler's going to have another big season. But this is as excited as you have been in a long time, and you should be. All right. With that said, as we talk about these additions, Jesse Bates was talking about it as well. And when he was asked about Judon, this is what he said.
He's somebody that's played at a high level in this league for a very long time. So, you know, we got the same management group as well. So I'm kind of familiar with him, with the person that he is as well. And I feel like Terry and, you know, the guys upstairs, they've done a really good job of just bringing in really good football players, but really good people as well. And that's I feel like that's what we want to be about. That's what Atlanta Falcon is a great player that's consistent and you can rely on him, but also a great person and a great teammate as well.
It's funny, a good friend of ours, Brett Jukes, who works for the Falcons organization, who, again, is always watching, listening, judging.
Yeah.
And Brett was on social media today, and he was saying, you know, free agency and moves don't ever stop. It's 24-7 in the NFL. And if this was part of the master plan that we talked about at the handoff, great. If you were always, you know, looking for a value, you got a value. You got a guy that can step in and be a rock star for basically pennies on the dollar when you think about Judon's contract. And just, you know, $8 million, what, 7.5 guaranteed for Simmons to come in. I mean, these are guys which they weren't even on the radar when we were talking about free agency back in March.
No, because I think that the thought process was you're going to draft and develop a younger guy right. versus spending the money, which everybody said, you know, again, we didn't have.
Right.
They have it. You just have to create it.
Got to move it.
You just have to create it.
But
so,
you feel good, though. I mean, moving money on Lindstrom, I feel good about because I think, you know, knock wood, but you feel like he's going to be here forever.
Yeah. And you know, for me, I just look at it year to year. I'd love to tell you, you know, when you get guys like, Bijan Robinson for 4 years and a contract and a rookie deal, you know those guys are going to be here. But how do you add to those moves? And so I think they've added properly. They've gone about this the right way. We're not hurting ourselves down the road. And you've got guys that want to come in here and win. And Jesse Bates is right. I mean, part of this makeup of this team, and I've been saying this, like, this is a good group. This is a good group of guys. That helps. Doesn't mean we're going to win 12 games. But the fact that there is this buy-in that is going on, Jesse was talking about that. It's not just about bringing in good players. You got to bring in good guys as well. Jesse also talked about Mike, and this is what we were talking about yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get on the wave. And this was before we got the news of Simmons signing his deal, 1 year Justin Simmons. But Jesse Bates was saying, listen, if you want to come down here and understand what's happening, there is something happening here with this Falcons football team.
If there's somebody that, you know, Terry and them think that can help our team, we're more than willing to bring them in. Great players and great people. Hey, come join and get on the wave, because we got a lot of good stuff going here in Atlanta.
Get on the wave.
I love it.
Marcus says, fellas, do you panic if you start off 0-3? No, I won't like it.
No, I mean, it'll be tough to – all that of goodwill will go out the window.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
No, because we know a lot of fans blow in and blow out, and until we start winning consistently, that's the nature of the fan, some of the fan base. But I think, you know, you feel good. Look, guys, I was, like, making the Steelers out like the boogeyman, you know, just a few weeks ago. They got their own issues. You know, we know what they've got. We've got a really good offense. I mean, let's start thinking about how they match up and defend us. You know, and we'll take care of hopefully whoever the quarterback will be, because now we have a different, you know, different look to our defense.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the thing for that Pittsburgh game. You just cannot allow, and I don't think that Zach Robinson is going to, and that offensive line is not going to, you cannot allow T.J. Watt to just completely disrupt the game.
Right.
He can't have three sacks, a strip sack, Mike, a scoop and score, and you expect to win. Like, he cannot dominate the game. Will he impact the game? He's a great player. So, yeah, you just got to limit those opportunities. But I'm with you on this. Like, the whole thinking of what we were thinking about a few weeks ago with the Steelers and where we're at now, it should be completely different. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We certainly will talk more about the Braves as they begin a series with the Angels and the Falcons. Obviously, tomorrow, noon kickoff. Our coverage begins at 10 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Baltimore. Kick is at noon. I know you're going, all right, what can we expect?
What can we expect?
Not a whole lot.
Now,
Judon's not in uniform. Yeah. I mean, seriously, yeah. Justin Simmons isn't playing. Like,
I don't want to be. Here's the thing. Last year, we all wanted and had to, and we needed to. It's a different. Guys, it's apples to oranges. Hell, it's apples to pineapples. We needed to get more reps for Desmond Ridder, as many as possible, and it just didn't play out that way. That was on Arthur Smith. Now we've got a quarterback that's a proven entity, and we're seeing him doing the work in practice. We've seen him. Apparently, he did the job down in Miami. I know you guys are dying to see this team. You're going to have to wait till it matters. And with the injury risk, that's probably the smart play.
All right, when we come back, he says he should have done more, and I agree with him. He put them in a hole, and they couldn't climb out of it. We'll talk about the Braves as well as the NFL preseason continues this weekend. By the way, tons of preseason football. So if you want to see some of the rookies we've been talking about, some of the things that we've been discussing, some of that stuff is going to play out, including, by the way, Mike mentioned this, Russell Wilson starting for the Steelers.
Right.
We're going to see what it looks like. We'll get into it. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Last night we had some preseason football. I'm not sure about Drake May, but he went 6 of 11, 47 yards. No touchdowns, no picks. But people were like, hey, he looked halfway decent last night. Gerard Mayo is saying that Jacoby Brissett and Drake May are still in a competition, Mike, as we speak, heading into week three for them now that they finished their second week of preseason. But, you know, he's not giving anything as far as who's going to be the starter. To me, it doesn't matter. New England's not going to be a good football team. I think Matthew Judon knew that. He wanted out. He wasn't going to get paid there. And they're not going to be a good football team.
It was funny this morning. They were replaying the game against the Patriots as I flipped literally right on as Drake May botches a snap from center. it was kind of like a sequence of his day. And then he botches the snap, loses some yards, can't read the defense. So he scrambles, picks up a few yards.
Yeah.
And then throws a beautiful bomb right down. I mean, a seam route right down the middle. And the receiver, his name Baker, drops it. So I was like, that's basically, and they said he had some good throws, some bad throws, but, you know, Drake May, welcome to the NFL. It was a real rookie sort of preseason type game.
Interesting. Tomorrow, by the way, a plethora of preseason games, including ours, Falcons at Ravens, Bengals, Bears, Giants, Texans, Lions, Chiefs, Vikings, Browns, you know, and then you get into even, you know, not just tomorrow and tomorrow evening, but also Sunday, Packers, Broncos, and then Saints and 49ers on Sunday night. So, again, if you just want to chill and see what's going on with some of these young guys that are going to be playing, you have that opportunity. But as far as our preseason game, guys, we're not even sure, you know, what the quarterback rotation is going to look like at this point and how many snaps any of these guys are going to get. We know Cousins is not playing.
Right.
But unlike the first game, is Penix playing for a half? Is he playing for a quarter or a couple of series? So we're not even sure about that and how they're going to operate in this particular game.
Every time we have preseason football, every year we have the same argument. The greatest advertisement, maybe the NFL is doing this on purpose, the greatest advertisement for the 18-game regular season
is the preseason.
Is the preseason as it's presently constituted, where other than if you're lucky enough to have, you know, a pass to go watch a team scrimmage another team and see some real action, you're not getting any of it on the preseason game. It's just not.
No, that's a great point. All right, coming up, NFL Blitz in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, you're going to hear from A.J. Terrell in about 10 minutes. He jumped on the morning shift and had some great things to say, talking about Jesse Bates and much more. Not just Jesse Bates, but the signing of Matthew Judon. That's coming up. Also, our buddy Bryant McFadden in the 3 o'clock hour will go around the National Football League with him. That is all on the way. Big O's behind the glass right now. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins. in the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Okay, earlier in the season, I was like, what about next year? What's this pitching staff going to look like? Are we concerned? We need to, you know, Charlie Morton may retire. Sign Freed. Freed, Mike, continues to struggle, and I'm not sure what the heck is going on.
I was thinking about this driving to work today. Do you think that Freed has damaged his free agency so much that he comes back to the Braves market-wise?
Ooh,
I mean, that the price comes down?
Interesting.
Where all of a sudden now maybe the difference is only $5 to $10 million in total over what the Braves may offer him. I don't know. But I just, this is a big year for him. And apparently he, like, as much as we hate these rehab starts, just if you're ready to pitch, let's go. It really looks like he needed a rehab start or two, didn't it?
Yeah, we got smoked by the Giants 6-0 yesterday. We, on this show, were so caught up with the signings and the stuff that was happening with the Falcons that we really didn't get a chance to dive into it until late in the show. But the bottom line is, starting pitching lets you down again. Freed, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs. And, you know, he was asked about it after the game. This is what he said.
You know, just needing to bear down, make some pitches, especially going up against a really good pitcher. You know, the runs are going to be at a premium. So, definitely frustrated that I put us in a hole early.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Logan Webb was damn good. I mean, he went 7 innings, no runs given up, obviously. He struck out seven Braves, yeah. But it gets back to, think about the series. Chris Sale, incredible,
right?
The next night, you got Charlie Morton. I mean, it was one of those things where when the pitching was good, even in those extra inning games, we found a way to get it done. When the pitching's not good, you get down, and we struggle, and we don't even get a run on the board.
Well, I mean, Morton did his job. It's typical, you know, kind of typical Charlie Morton. He plunked a guy, gave up a home run, but he did, you know, he ate some innings, and he grinded out a win, right, at this stage of his career. Hit his 2,000th career strikeout. We saw, you know, our man eastbound and down, Kenny Powers, a.k.a. Grant Holmes, comes in.
He did a good
gives
job.
Gives up a home run, but after that, he was totally dialed in.
Yes.
So the weak link in this equation was not supposed to be Max Fried, right, on getaway day.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I keep thinking, okay, and this is why I said to you a few weeks or maybe even last week, I'm not certain about a lot of things. If you're telling me right now, okay, great, Dukes, we're going to get in the playoffs. Mike, who are your 3 starters? Okay, it's Chris Sale. It's Morton. You're hoping to get Ronaldo back.
It's Ronaldo Lopez, yeah.
Over Fried.
Over Fried. Unless he gets it in order.
Right now. That's what I'm going with.
He's got to tighten it up. We know this guy's gritty. We know we won a World Series on the shoulders of and the arm of Max Fried. But, man, weird right now. And not what you need, especially when you look at this. I mean, this is a tenuous wild card situation, too, Carl, where everybody's kind of breathing down our necks. A's took out the Mets last night, so that was a good deal. But when you're looking at the wild card tally, it's like, man, Mets are 2 games behind. Right now, we're looking up at the Padres and the Diamondbacks. It's good to take 3 out of 4 from the Giants to keep them down as well. But I just think we're living in like a sudden death one game in the playoffs right now. I don't like that.
I don't either. We are better than the Angels, at least statistically. That's our next opponent, which starts tonight. We have a better batting average. We got more home runs. We've scored more runs. Our ERA is better. But that doesn't mean anything with the way things have played out for our Braves as of late. But, Mike, this is another series. You have to win these series. The Angels have struggled. We know this, guys. Their best player has been done for the season for a while now. They do not have Ohtani anymore. This is a team that is not any good. We love Ron Washington. It's going to be good to talk about him and Eric Young and all of that. But at the end of the day, this team's not any good. They should beat this team in this series.
I know that the Braves are trying to give us a spark. The good news is we got the Money Mike spark, and hopefully we build off of that. Yesterday, just as you said, Webb was just dialed in. But now you hope you see a bounce, and it is contagious. You know, just like bad hitting is contagious, hopefully he'll be contagious. And Soler, like all of us, Carl, day-to-day, apparently.
That he is. Schwellenbach, right, will be facing the Angels for the first time. So
okay.
we'll see how that goes. More with Grant McCauley coming up.
Let's hope the Angels have no scouting report on him. But anyway, Schwelly's looking good, though. He's looked really solid. You know, that's the learning curve that, you know, Glavine and Smoltz always talked about in their early years. But, man, he's looking pretty good.
Would you put him in front of Fried in a rotation in the playoffs?
Let's not get crazy.
Okay. Just asking.
But if he puts together 3 out of 4 wins and he's, going to the 6th inning, maybe.
Like, you're right. You know what? You're right. That's crazy. But it's not that crazy.
Max.
Hey. It's Max.
But, I mean, but this
is not Max.
No, but this is what this is the story of the chapter of the Braves. It's like, you know, and we got Money Mike back. And then Soler hurt his hamstring. And then, we lose Ronaldo Lopez, but we're getting Max back. But Max isn't good now. So it's just, yeah, every week there's just a new little fork in the road. You're like, well, I didn't see that coming. And Max is a contract year. And then you begin to wonder if that pressure kind of, I know he's so low-key. Max never sounds too high or too low, but you wonder if that affects him on some level, too.
All right, before we stop talking about the Braves, can I hear a little bit more of Max? Because, you know, he's so exciting.
Throwing strikes, definitely, I would say, at a better clip. I felt like I was executing a little bit better, but when it came down to needing to make pitches with runners in scoring position, you know, especially early on, I didn't do as much as I wanted.
I'm putting Schwellenbach in front of him.
And then he said, can I have some of your tots?
I'm putting Schwellenbach in front of
Max
him.
Max added, I've caught you a delicious bass. Sorry, that's... or in percentage of the audience who's getting these references.
I would hope they would because it's a very funny reference there.
Tina. Of all the times we've played Max Fried soundbites, I've never thought of Max Fried as Napoleon Dynamite.
It's true.
Until now.
It's true, man. That's why I said he's so excited.
It's really hard working on my strikes. Certainly, you know, could do better.
Yeah, vote for Pedro, will you?
All right. And all your dreams will come true.
Hopefully we get this series. Right. Meanwhile, something that's bugging us. So we didn't get a chance to really dive into this yesterday because the NBA schedules came out. Okay.
Right.
You're looking at the Hawks schedule. Guys, we've got plenty of time to dissect it and get into it. We will. We're so amped right now about the start of football season here. But on the schedule, the Hawks traditionally, and rightfully so, the NBA has always pretty much recognized that if we're going to play on MLK Day, okay, and once this became a holiday many, many years ago,
right,
it was we have to have a game in Atlanta. It makes sense. That's going to be one of our primetime games. It's on early in the afternoon, right, even if you're going to have an evening game.
And if there's a college football championship playoff game here, that doesn't conflict with you.
So what? So that has been the norm. It's kind of expected. To be honest with you, if you ask me right now, hey, what's the Hawks schedule going to look like? I don't know, but we'll be playing at home on MLK Day. Guess what we're not doing this season? Playing at home on MLK Day.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Mike, why?
Well, because the national championship, the excuse is, and I bet you when Steve Kuhn comes on, the excuse is going to be because of the national championship. So you're telling me, while people tailgate and hang out, and again, most, you know, Hawks fans who come in, you're telling me you can't have a noon or a 1 o'clock kick, a tip-off, on a game that doesn't start till 9? Come on.
That's who, I'm not going to back up Steve on this one, but when they had the national championship game here, what was that, 2018?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They moved them out that game. The Hawks played that night out in L.A. They had a game out in L.A. then that he gets to
so
Clippers.
It's purely logistic. I mean, come on. We're a city of 7 million people. I mean, the connector's the connector. We sat out there. Remember, you and I, we couldn't move for like an hour and a half waiting for the presidential motorcade
this
to
is
come
true.
In.
This is
so,
true.
I mean, come on. Come on. It's MLK Day. It's the NBA. And by the way, it's also a great way to bring attention to the civil rights movement and Martin Luther King's legacy while you have the national championship here.
As always, it is. I think it's a double dip.
They need to just go ahead and make this a Memphis and Atlanta game day every single year.
It's a good
call.
And
just have it rotate either in Memphis or Atlanta every single year on MLK Day.
You know what? That's a good call. I would not have an issue with that. But to not have them playing at home on that day, I do have an issue with that. All right. Wanted to mention that. We'll have plenty of time to break down the schedule. But if you're expecting to see the Hawks a lot in prime time, it's not right, and not going to happen. All right, at least on the schedule right now. Obviously, we get to the end of the year, and they're good, and they'll have some flex games.
But that's what I bet you. Dollars to donuts. Steve's going to. That's going to be the story. Is because of the national. But again, we just talked about. I mean,
you can give me the excuse, Mike. Yeah. I mean, I accept it.
You completely cycle the entire Hawks crowd out of there before 5 hours before the national championship game. Hard to wrap your head around that.
Yes, because you could do a noon kick.
A tip. Right, exactly.
And then have a, you know, because the championship game is going to be the sole thing that's on that night. It's going to be the only thing that's going to be on. All right, with that said, you guys let us know how you feel. 404-726-0929. We got plenty more to get to. What did A.J. Terrell have to say about the additions for the Falcons? Let me just say this. Everybody in the building yesterday was smiling. It's Dukes and Bell. Interesting response from some of our listeners saying, yeah, I don't get it either, Dukes and Bell. Hawks should be playing on MLK Day as the schedule came out yesterday for the NBA, and they're going to be on the road. They are playing, but they're on the road. And Mike was just saying, it's part of the makeup of our city when you start talking about what it means for the NBA to have that game, which is why they created it in the first place.
Right. Now, I know a lot of teams, when they come from out of town, certainly Georgia players are familiar, but sometimes we've seen the photos and the videos of teams visiting the King Center and all that. It's always been a part of, like, the college football weekend. I mean, to me, it's just you draw more attention to a movement that we need. You know, we could use a little bit of love in our hearts right now, the way this world is going. Yeah. And just, if nothing else, out of respect to the King legacy, you play the game at noon. Guys, an NBA game is over, but everybody's out the building by 3 o'clock.
Hands down.
I'm just, you know, to me, guys are saying, well, the traffic. Half the people here are in hotel rooms. I mean, we know the guy. Well, they can't get hotel rooms. NBA teams can't get hotel rooms? Come on, they all stay at the Ritz, okay? Not everybody from Alabama or wherever is staying at the Ritz, you know, or the Four Seasons.
Why'd you pick Alabama?
Well, I mean, there are some that'll, a lot of LSU fans I've seen at the Four Seasons.
But you're right.
Look, by the way, those hotels, for those
of you who don't know, are booked way in advance. Like, this is why the schedule's out now. The NBA has those rooms booked. It's not as if that's going to be an issue. So I'm with you, Mike. I don't like it.
I just, look, guys, if you feel this is something, two sporting events in our city can't occur within 8 hours of each other, I'm going to beg to differ. But I'm sure that's the company line we'll get from folks in town that run this stuff.
Yeah.
Look, we've had concerts and football games going on at the same time. We've had multiple events at both venues because I've walked across the street and gone to both at one time.
It's true.
So, but either way, but if you're content with that, okay, knock yourself out. I think it's a bit of an insult.
All right.
That's my two cents.
Steve Kuhn is going to join us a little bit later on, Hawks CEO.
Right.
We will ask him about this because the schedule is a big deal. And, you know, we've got a lot more to get to, including that podcast that Trae Young went on with Paul George. And we'll talk about a lot of different stuff. All right, stay there for that. But A.J. Terrell, who we expect to have a big season, he's had picks in practice, guys. He's been working on all the things that we've been talking about. And he said, I just got to do what I got to do, right? This whole contract thing will work itself out. He stopped by the morning shift, and they asked him about going against Drake London every day, but also 50-50 balls.
Yeah, man. You know, Drake, like I said, every year getting better every week. You know, we come out here and practice, and we just try to give each other the best look. And, you know, this year so far, everything's been looking good in the during camp with me and him going back and forth and him making plays, as you've seen recently or whatever, stuff like that. But it's a big season for both of us, and, you know, the way we attack practices, you know, how we're going to attack the week and who we played, you know, week in, week out.
Now, in the same light, you know, you're going to go now against Kirk Cousins, who's an elite processor, guy knows where he's going, and he might even go to guys when maybe it's coming back to it. It's not really necessarily his read just to put them up. Yeah. What's it like, and what have you learned kind of going against a guy like that in practice?
Yeah, veteran presence, man. You can't give him the same look. You got to switch it up and, you know, and play your game, you know. Kirk is one of the guys that's come here so far and you know, taking lead of the team and been a good asset for us. And, you know, we look to lean on him and for him to be, you know, be himself and go, you know, go win some games along with us in the back end.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. In my history, right, in my playing days, it was always tough for a corner to be a leader. But that doesn't seem like it's an issue for you out here on the field, man. You lead from the cornerback position. Obviously, there's other guys on the field. And you know, in my experience, leaders kind of came up the middle, right? You had the nose guard, the linebacker, the safety. But that's not the case for you, man. Talk about kind of that journey of becoming a leader, becoming a voice for this defense.
You know, listening to the guys before me, you know, just seeing, like I said, you got to be accountable before you can lead. And just, you know, going out there, making plays, and you ultimately get put in that position of becoming a leader when you, you know, getting respect of the other guys and things like that. So it kind of came early for me. And then now, you know, having the role that I'm in, you know, and having JB back there with me as well. And, you know, the back end runs through, we say, ourselves, you know, just bringing the energy and practice and, you know, making plays and getting the guys excited and happy when they make their own plays so we can all just come together collectively and just keep it going.
I mean, the news of the day, obviously, around this team is the addition of Matthew Judon. We talked to Raheem before practice about it. But your thoughts on what a guy like that brings to the room? I mean, obviously, you guys got a great group. Raheem always talks about the ethos and the personality of this group. But you add an all-pro style player, Matthew Judon, as a corner, you know, knowing that guy's coming off the edge and things are happening faster. What does that do for you guys on the back end?
Yeah, man, you know, as a back end in general, you know, the D-line is our bodyguard, man. We, you know, we love all of them, and you know, having him on board is great. You know, smiles on everybody's faces, and just can't wait to get to work with him.
Now, I hear today you got some work, and you got a little interception. What were you like? Your eyes were locked in on that. What did you see there? Walk us through what happened with that.
You know, just trusting the call, man. Just out there playing football, and you know, it was a go ball. So after I got my reads or whatever, just turned and made a play on the ball. You know, something that I'm trying to, you know, get better at, you know, in the season, and you know, turn around making a play on the ball, because I'm always in position. But sometimes I just need to turn around, snap my head, and go make a play. So that's what I'm working on.
Now, one of the guys out here that's kind of, you know, in your secondary works with you is Clark Phillips. He's a guy who's kind of battling over there with Mike Hughes, but he's, you know, he's 5'9". He's just maybe just barely taller than me, or at 5'8½", because I give myself a half an inch. You got to. It's important. And the thing about it for me is that you see him over there going to Kyle Pitts. What do you see in Clark Phillips' game? Why is he able to go against those bigger guys?
Like you said, his height and everything, you know, you look at him on paper, everything looks like, nah, it can't be true. He got the dog mentality, though. You know, he go out there and compete every day in practice. He one of the guys that don't say too much, but his play speak a lot. So, glad to have Clark on board since he first got here. And he always been elevating his game every, you know, week in, week out in practice.
Now, we've been asking a couple of questions in camp to everybody, and we've gotten some pretty fun answers. One of the questions I've been asking is about the Guardian cap. You know, you guys got to wear it in practice. You can wear it in a game. I think this year, would you ever, and I've gotten some pretty good answers, and they've all been the same, would you ever wear a Guardian cap in a game?
Yeah, I wear it if everybody got it on. That's the only way. Do I want it on? No. Yeah, I don't want it on, but as long as everybody got it on, like right now in practice, your eyes start to get used to it and be like, it's a normal look. But at first, it was always like, oh, head look too big, whatever, whoop. But, you know, if everybody got it on, I don't mind. But, you know, I wouldn't wear it by choice, no.
One of the other fun questions we've been asking, we've gotten a lot of interesting answers on this one. You pack for training camp, right? I know you guys have broken camp at this point, but you pack for training camp. You're away from the family for 3 weeks. What's the one thing other than the clothes you got to pack? We got guys bringing box fans, PS5s, Jake Matthews at a foam roller. I mean, we've had a number of different answers. What do you have to bring with you?
For training camp? Yeah. Man, it's always wheels. I need me an electric bike from getting to A to Z, you know, but for me personally, you know, it's like dorm-wise, we got a nice little setup back there. You know, Blank take care of us. So, yeah. You know, I can't really complain too much about there on the back end, but definitely need wheels to get from A to B, C, D, and woot, 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 all the way on. So, yeah, that's what you need, some wheels.
That's the morning shift. Electric. Yeah, electric wheels.
You ain't doing no pedaling.
Yeah. That's the morning shift visiting with CB1 AJ Terrell, man. First of all, good luck to you. Good luck to Avion in a couple weeks, man. I hope you have a great season.
Maybe that's next. Arthur Blank's going to put a monorail in there.
I was going to say. Just jump on and it'll take you where you need to go.
And you have Arthur's voice on the machine. This is the Billy White Shoes Johnson Station. That's Stop right. here for your training and exercise.
That'd be great. I'm not rode one of those electric bikes. Mm-hmm. I saw a guy. This is the truth. I almost hit. Not purposely. I didn't see him. And I saw a guy about 3 or 4 days ago. Mike, when we were up in Beaufort.
Right.
He's riding one of those. They go fast.
Yeah.
Okay? So he's riding one of those electric bikes, and I didn't see him. And he just flies by me. And I luckily, I saw him like at the last minute, because I could have easily swerved. And I was like, man, what is he doing? And I realized he was not pedaling. It was one of those bikes. But I've not ridden one. So I guess they're cool. We've ridden the scooters, but I'm not done the electric
bikes. I wonder
bikes.
If other Packers are using those, because they have to walk across the parking lot to get to the practice facility. So I wonder if they're – because remember the kids – that's the story. The kids would lend them the bikes and ride them over there. But, yeah, man, be careful on – you guys – and by the way, I still laugh when I see people, usually from out of town – oh, look, Arthur, we can try the scooter.
Oh, yeah, they're dangerous.
It's a death
trap,
man.
It is. It's dangerous.
Because, I mean, you know, you see it downtown all the time by the hotels that I'm going down Juniper. It's like, this is not going to end well.
Well, you get on there and, you know, you're going fine until you hit a bump. And then you lose control. Yeah. And I've seen people, they posted pictures. Right. Hey, I was on one of those scooters. I had an accident. And their whole arm or leg is jacked up. So you're right, man. Know what you're doing. But that's interesting that AJ said, I need a electric bike.
Hey, man, a lot of guys hitting us up on the text line. Can't read all the texts and tweets. Carl has put them up. C. Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. A lot of guys do agree that a city like Atlanta should have no problem having a sporting event that would start at noon, be over by 3, and then still be able to facilitate a national championship, where then you can still honor Martin Luther King's legacy here in Atlanta on the biggest stage of the national championship that night.
Here's the thing for me, too, Mike, and yes, we totally agree with you, which is why I brought it up. It bothered me today when I realized, wait a minute, we're not playing on MLK Day? That day
should be and can be and would be all about Atlanta.
Right.
And not only would the showcase of the national championship, which we've done a terrific job of putting those events on, and Sports Council's done an amazing job, and everybody involved, but you talk about, Mike, being the center, the epicenter of sports that day. That's what it's about. Who doesn't want that?
Right, and it's just kind of a nice tie-in. I mean, it's you're playing the National College Football Championship on Martin Luther King Day, and I'm sure they will be something in the pregame that will honor the legacy. But still, this is just something that, you know, to play up in the Garden, you know, I don't know. It's some of it, you know, and by the way, the fact we only have two national games is an amount of disrespect. The only thing that changes that is by, you know, the Hawks getting out of the play-in game and training the Hawks getting off to a great start this October, November.
No doubt about it. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store, guys. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. See all the things they have going on. We're going to go around the National Football League. Steelers, who are our first opponent, are still trying to figure out what the quarterback situation is going to be. The head coach is Mike Tomlin. I have the utmost respect for him. I think he does an amazing job. Mike, he's still wanting us to believe that Justin is, you know, competing for this job, but yet he keeps talking about this pole position thing
right.
with the other quarterback, which is Russell Wilson. Wilson's going to start tomorrow, and I would say this. If he doesn't play well, I don't know what the situation is going to be. He almost has to play well to distance himself from right. whatever you think Justin did in that first game. Now, the problem with Justin was, and Mike mentioned it, ball security. He did not handle the ball, had a couple of fumbles. They didn't lose them,
but
it hurt him.
And you know that's going to drive Tomlin absolutely crazy. So Mr. Unlimited said he's ready to rock and roll. So we'll see. Now, I just feel that, you know, Justin Fields, it's like the job is there. It's almost like you feel just reading the articles coming out of Pittsburgh, the job is there for the taking.
It is.
But the last thing you can do is put the ball on the carpet.
So, you ever done anything dangerous?
Well, you might tomorrow. We will also talk about Stetson Bennett and his path back to where he's at right now with the Rams. And we'll get into a couple of other things in regards to the NFL. Then next hour, Brian McFadden's going to stop by, co-host of All Things Covered, the podcast, CBS NFL analyst. We will talk about what everybody's talking about. Us. We are the talk right now, guys.
More juice than Mother Goose.
We are the talk.
Yeah.
And for everybody who says, we don't get no respect. Okay, well, you're getting it. Now, you've got to earn it by winning games and being relevant, but you're getting respect for the moves that have been made because everybody in their right mind in the NFL knows Falcons have made some really good moves here, and these moves are going to help our football team. So we'll talk about what everybody's saying about us, which is different because it's usually the other teams we're talking about, Mike. Everybody's always talking about some other team. Right. What about us? Well, for the first time in a very long time, before the season starts, we are the talk.
Right. And you've seen all the memes. You've seen everybody. I saw NFL Network this morning on Good Morning Football talking about, you know, what we touched on to start the program. We were a really good offense with defense, fingers crossed. And now, yeah, just one guy? No, but two guys does make a difference. We've got dudes now surrounded by other guys that are real playmakers. And if the younger guys step up their game, again, can Grady come back and be 100%? Like, Grady, we kind of all expect him to do that. A.J. Terrell take advantage of the new scheme. Just heard him talking about it with the morning shift. Lots of reasons to be excited. And who knows? Maybe there's even more moves to come.
Yeah, that's true. You still may not be done. All right.
Didn't know this was part, like, again, Carl and I say we go with what we know. Didn't really think this was part of the game plan. Just be spenders, you know, or at least take on salary, but they made it work.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we're coming back. NFL Blitz is on the way. Happy Friday. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.